We're in a series called The Real King. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been kind of leading up. Zion was talking to you today about how the first couple of weeks of Advent is all about anticipating and longing for Jesus to return. Like his second coming. Today, we make a shift and we kind of start focusing on the baby born, the one who did come. And that because of that, we have joy and we have hope and we have peace. I don't know about you, but this is a season where I spend a lot of time anticipating. You've heard me say before, somewhere around the middle of October, I start playing Christmas music in my car. I'm not allowed to at home yet. We have started now. Thank you. But I anticipate. I love this season. The thing I don't like is how, as Zion said, the Christmas season, the consumer portion of Christmas season, it backs up into October and those types of things. I don't like that. I remember being a child. I'll tell you a little bit about me, about how patience is not something I'm good. I've been gifted with. I don't know any of us have been gifted with patience. We learn it, don't we? We experience it and those types of things. But I remember being a child old enough to know better, but not old enough to not. I remember my mom, I grew up in a single home, single parent home, me and my sister. I was a kid who came home to an empty house. My mom worked her tail off to provide what we needed and then be able to give us what we wanted in many. And so Christmas was always big for us. My mom would decorate really, really big and she would set up the Christmas tree. She is an immaculate gift wrapper. She's one of those like could get a job. She puts the creases on the edges. It's like the tape, you can't see it. I mean, it's awesome. Well, I remember coming home after school during this season and being at home and like, I was just overwhelmed. It was too much for me. I grabbed all my packages. I got to the couch. I went and found like a really sharp knife and I turned those packages over and I felt, oh, there's the tape. And then I took that knife and I just started kind of slicing it open and I got all my packages opened. Here I am, I'm sitting on the couch and there's paper everywhere. I mean, the anticipation was so great. And then all of a sudden it was like, uh-oh, it's done. I mean, I was over. It was over, and my mom never found out about it because I was able to take those creases and tape it back up and put them back under. She's probably watching right now online, so I'm sorry about that, Mom, just to be real honest with you. I don't know about you, but listen, what we're turning towards is the birth of a baby, a long-anticipated thing in the life of Israel. They were waiting for a Savior. They were waiting for a Messiah, and the Messiah didn't come as they were expecting. We're going to be in the book of Isaiah. So turn back over to the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. And we're going to look at a couple of verses, literally two verses today in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9. But I want you to spend some time today and tomorrow reading Isaiah 7, 8, and 9. Because Isaiah 7, 8, and 9 really they're huge in the Christmas story. In fact, if you've never read the book of Isaiah, I want to encourage you maybe this week to spend some time doing that. Isaiah is full of the prophecy. The scriptures that you read in your Advent time, a lot of them come from the book of Isaiah, and it's about the coming Jesus and about his second coming and us being prepared for it. And so Isaiah is writing into this time, and he's writing about a real king who's going to come, and he's writing in such a way to tell the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah. See, by this time in the Old Testament, the nation of Israel had divided into two different kingdoms. If you'll remember, we started the real king talking about, Adam and Eve and how Christmas has always been in the mind of God. And so here's what you had, was you had in the garden, one rule, the rule of God. You had one command. The command was, don't eat of this tree. And yet Adam and Eve listened to the voice of the serpent and they ate, and you had the great rebellion that happened. And then because of that, they became separated from the king. Last week, we talked about Samuel and how the nation of Israel came to Samuel, the prophet, and said, we want a king. We want a king that looks like us. We want a king that looks like the rest of the nations. Samuel said, listen, we have one king, the one true God. We have him. We need to follow him. And so Samuel goes to God and says, listen, they want a king. And God says, give them their king. Samuel, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. They're the king. They're rejecting me. Give them what they desire, but you make sure that they know it's going to cost them. It's going to cost them family. It's going to cost them their freedom. It's going to cost them all their finances. And we saw what happened. Well, as that continues on, we're at a point in the nation of Israel where there were wicked kings who kept coming. After Saul, there was David, who was the covenant was renewed that, listen, upon this throne of David, there's going to be one who comes, and he is going to rule forever. Solomon followed behind that. David and Solomon followed after God. But after Solomon died, they went through a series of kings over and over that were wicked. They followed after foreign gods. Every once in a while, there would be a king that came to the throne who reminded them of their covenant with the one true living God. But overall, generally, they followed after foreign and pagan gods. God told them, listen, when you move into the promised land, you're not to intermarry. You're not to follow after the false gods of the people. It's going to lead you astray. Well, you know what ends up happening? They get a king. And God tells the kings, he tells the nation, don't make alliances with foreign nations, with foreign countries, because they will lead you away. So into that is where Isaiah steps, and he now is speaking to the king Ahaz, who is leading the country or the nation of Judah, the divided country. With that, just to get you started, Isaiah chapter 9, and we're going to read verses 6 and 7. So let's read there real quickly. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 say this, for to us a child is born. You can circle the word is. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. You can circle is. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7, of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Just like back in the garden at Genesis 3:15, in the midst of the rebellion, God spoke and he said, listen, there's going to be one who comes and redeems all of this. He's going to crush the head of the serpent and you're going to bruise his heel. That's called the proto-evangelium, the very first gospel. See, he was already pointing forward. Well, in the midst of this time, Isaiah speaks, and he is speaking the words of God because he was a prophet for God. And he speaks a word of hope, a word that is coming. And I want to say this to you today, in the midst of where you are today, in the midst of where you are, whether it's a pandemic, it's politics, maybe it's panic because you're in the last week of Christmas and you're going, how in the world are we going to get this all done? Where are we going to go? I spoke to people after the first service, and you may be in this boat. You may not even know what you're going to do this week. There is maybe family issues. There may be death that's happening in your family. There may be finances that you are like struggling with. Some of you may be going, I don't even know what's going to happen with my job in the new year. Here's what I want you to hear. Isaiah points forward to Ahaz, and he says this. Listen, there's hope. There is hope. There is a real king that is going to come, Ahaz. There's a real king that's going to come. He's called, and I want you to underline, he's called the Wonderful Counselor. He's called Mighty God. He's called Everlasting, Eternal Father. He's called the Prince of Peace. Listen, Ahaz, there's one coming. There's one coming, and I want you to hear today. Please listen. Today is a day of joy. We lit the joy candle. Today's a day of joy, and in joy, I want you to know there is hope where you're sitting today because of a baby who was born in a manger. And his name's Jesus. Hope isn't just something that we feel. Hope is a person that we know. His name is Jesus, and you can find hope today. With that, if you're taking notes, and I hope you are, I want you to write down very first. Let's look at the names, because names say a lot about somebody. Let's write down. I want to talk about the very first name of this king, the one that Isaiah prophesied would come. He said, listen, there's a child that's going to be born. In fact, he says, notice this, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. This is prophetic language for saying it's done. God's already got this handled. It is done. It's written. It's going to happen. See, he's speaking in a way as a prophet to say, listen, Ahaz, there's one coming. In fact, God already has this written into his eternal plan. His first name is Wonderful Counselor. This Wonderful Counselor, it speaks to his infinite wisdom. It speaks to his infinite wisdom. Just to give you a little bit more background there real quick, and I want to make it quick on this, but just a little bit more on this. I told you that they were in the divided kingdom. You had Israel to the north, made up of 10 tribes. You had Judah in the south, made up of 2 tribes. The northern tribes were going to invade Judah. Their king was wicked, and so he formed an alliance with another wicked king, king of Syria. Well, Judah was ruled by Ahaz, who was also a wicked king. About the only righteous thing he did was have a son named Hezekiah, who brought the country back again. Well, Ahaz is going to go start an alliance with another wicked king, the king of Assyria, and Isaiah comes to him in chapter 7 and says, listen, remember, this is not your battle. This is not your fight. God will do this. In fact, if you will ask God for a sign, he will give you a great sign. In fact, you can ask for an overwhelming sign. The scripture talks about as high as the heavens or deep as it is. You ask for that kind of sign, and Ahaz, sounding spiritual, said, oh, no. I never want to put God to the test. Well, Ahaz already has his mind made up what he's going to do. And God gives a sign anyway. He says, here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a baby being born. There's going to be a baby being born. That baby will save you. But in the meantime, where you're trying to get alliances to fend off these other two countries, you need to hear this. I've got those other two countries. The alliance that you're making that you think is going to help you, they're going to overrule you one day. Folks, listen, we need counsel, don't we? We find ourselves in all types of situation and we need wise counsel. My question to you today is, where do you go for counsel? Some of you today, I've talked about this, you're looking for hope because your marriage is upside down. You're looking for hope because your bank account literally is upside down. You're looking for a job because you're going, my job is upside down. Listen, when you need financial counseling, where do you go? You go to a good financial counselor. You don't go to your friend who's been bankrupt 3 times. When you need good marriage counseling, where do you go? You go to someone who knows marriages, not someone who's been divorced and remarried 6 times. When you need a job and you're not sure what to do in your job, you go to a job counselor. You don't go to someone who's never held a job before. Proverbs tells us that we should be seeking wise counsel. In fact, Proverbs is all about how to have wise counsel, how to become wise people so that we can give wise counsel. In fact, Proverbs even tells us that with many counselors, a battle can be won. You need wise counsel. The question isn't about getting wise counsel. The question is who are we going to for that counsel? Where are we going? Listen, Adam and Eve, they listened to a talking snake, and we're in the position that we're in today. Israel and Judah, they listened to the people around them. When the prophets had gone to them and said, listen, the wonderful counselor, the one who is all-knowing, the one who created the world, the one who is omniscient, the one who sees not just the beginning and the end, he looks back and sees it all at the same time. He says, listen, the wonderful counselor, the baby who will be born, this is a sign. There's going to be a baby that's going to be born. His kingdom will never end, that his peace will always reign. He is the wonderful counselor. Today, I want you to hear this. There is hope for the situation that you're sitting in today or you're walking in, that you're looking at. But it's found in the Word of God. And the question is are you sitting and listening? Have you surrounded yourself with people who are wise counselors, people who are walking with the Lord? Today, I want you to hear this. If you're facing a situation that you don't know what to do, there are people here who want to help you understand what to do. Not because we are wise, not because they are wise, but because we trust the one who gives wise counsel. His word, he spoke. You know what? Ahaz already had his mind made up. He wasn't looking for counsel. This is what I'm gonna do. And folks, I want you to hear this. Don't be like Ahaz. Before you find yourself, before you take a step, Jesus, I'm trusting you. I'm coming to your word. Jesus, you've put me in community with people. You've put me together with a body of people who I know love me, who there are people in this community I can trust. If you're not sure who that is, come and see me. I want to walk with you. I want to help you know those folks who can walk. Some of you are in small groups. You're in a class. You're in a Sunday school class. God has placed you there today. And there are people there who long to help you. Know the wonderful counselor. Listen, today, the wonderful counselor is available to all of us through his word. And he desires to give you hope today. To give you hope. Jesus, the one born, he is the wonderful counselor. Notice the second name that Isaiah gave. He says, not only is he the wonderful counselor, he is the mighty God. He's the mighty God. The word here, mighty, in Hebrew means strong man. It means champion. It means warrior. He says, listen, God himself is going to fight your battle. He's the one that will fight for you. Ahaz, you're looking for all kinds of alliances. I want you to know that the child who's going to be born, he is mighty. He's mighty. He is a warrior God, and he wants to fight your battles. Folks, today, are you fighting a battle that's not yours to fight? All throughout the Old Testament, prophets would come and they would say, stand back, for the battle is the Lord's. How often do I, and I hope you're like me in this and I'm not the only one, but how often do I rely on my own wisdom to fight my earthly battles that Jesus has already won? He's the one. He is our hope in these times. He's the one. He is the mighty warrior. Notice what he says back in verse 6. I keep going back to that. But he says, for unto us a child is born. This right here, when you, mighty God, this could be a little confusing, but I want to make sure that you hear this. God himself stepped into time and space here. Isaiah is saying, listen, there's one that's coming. Now I want you to hear this. This was prophecy. It was 700 years later. You go, well, what do I do with that? Listen, God doesn't move on our time, especially when we run ahead of him many times. All right. He says, listen, God is coming, and he is going to be born as a man. A child is born. He was born as a baby in a manger to Mary. Listen, moms and dads, he was real. He cried. He laughed. Diapers had to be changed. He was hungry. This was a real baby. Can you imagine Isaiah when he speaks to Ahaz and he's going, listen, a child is going to be the one that saves us? A baby is going to be the one? Well, listen, this wasn't just any baby. This baby was God himself. This was God himself who, the scripture says, Jesus did not count equality with God something to be grasped. He emptied himself. He took on flesh and blood and he came. He was fully God and fully man. It's been said before that if he's not God, we're fools to worship him. But if he is God, we're fools not to worship him. And folks, I want to speak to you today as some of you in here, you're not a follower of Jesus and you're going, this is foolishness. This, he's talking about something that happened 2,000-3,000 years ago. A baby was prophesied 700 years later. He was going to be the salvation of Israel. Yes. In fact, Corinthians says that when we preach the word of God, it is foolishness to those who do not know him. So today, I want you, my prayer for you, we've already been praying that you, that God would awaken your spirit and that there is something that is said today, not my words, but something from the word that says, this is right. There are some of you in here today, in fact, I would say many of you who are followers of Jesus. And even you right now, you're going, yeah, you don't know where my situation is. You don't fully grasp what it is that I'm facing. But I want you to hear there is hope. There is joy unexplainable when we turn to the wise counselor, when we turn to the mighty God and allow him to fight our battles. When we allow him to fight our battles, my question to you today is, are you fighting alone? Are you the one doing the battle fighting? Are you trying to come up with all these wise things and you're trying to make sure I can accomplish this and you're spinning plates and God today is saying, listen, the baby born, the one who grew, my son, listen, yes, he was the son of God, but he was God in flesh. Come to dwell among us, Emmanuel, God with us. You need counsel? There's wisdom beyond anything we can imagine here. You need someone to fight a battle? Listen, stand back because the baby born has won the battle already. Now, we may still have to fight, and we've got some skirmishes, but listen, don't go into your battle with your head down. Go up saying, I'm a child of the king, the baby born, Jesus. He's already won it for me. There's hope. There's joy. Look at the third name. The third name. There is the wonderful counselor. There's mighty God. Number three, he is the eternal father. I've already mentioned that Jesus is the Son of God, and he is called here the eternal Father. I want you to know that God, Jesus has always existed. Before time and space, he existed. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're one expressed in three. You're going, whoa, I don't quite. Listen, I can't explain it fully to you, but I trust it and I walk with it because what God says is wise. What his word says is wise. And so as I take this word and as I walk it, as I live under it, I begin to see that, yes, he is a loving Father who has always been. Genesis 1, when we talked earlier, 2 weeks ago, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In beginning, God, he said, when it came to man, he said, let us create man in our image. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He has always been. I'm the father of Jordan and Peyton and Evan. Listen, I'm 53. My fatherhood has a time stamp on it. Unless the Lord comes back one day, I'm going to be 6 feet underground at some point. And I want you to hear this. you will be also. Jesus always has been. There was a point in time when he came as a baby in a manger. God himself stepped into this world to live a life that was perfect, to die a death that you and I couldn't die on our own, so that we could have a right relationship with God. And Isaiah says to Ahaz, listen, this baby, you can know, this is how you can know that he is coming. He's gonna be the wise counselor. He's wiser than you, Ahaz. He's wiser than you, church. He's the mighty God. Ahaz, you think you're God Almighty. You think you've got this under control. Listen, church, we don't have this under control. There is a mighty God who fights our battle. Ahaz, in the day and time in which this was written, did you realize that kings were thought of as fathers, political fathers, military fathers. They were the father of a country. Listen, here's what Isaiah is saying to Ahaz. He's saying, listen, there is another eternal father who is greater than you. You think you're the father? There, God the Father, he will be with you. He loves you. That baby born will be God himself who takes on flesh and bone for us. Notice the fourth thing. The fourth name is this. He's also the Prince of Peace. He's also the Prince of Peace, Isaiah says. He says he's going to bring peace to his people. Can you imagine Ahaz going, a baby? A baby is going to bring peace. Listen, we're about to go to war. We got people coming at us from all sides. You may feel like today there are things coming at you from all angles. You may be starting to feel like I've been pushed into a box. I'm in a corner and I don't know what to do. And you are just ready for a little peace. I want you to know, Isaiah says that the baby that God has ordained to come, he's going to be the Prince of Peace because he is the God of peace. My son is going to come. He's going to be the Prince of Peace. He's coming to bring peace between man and God, and man, woman and woman and God. He is the Prince of Peace. And for many of us in here today, we're running around and we're looking for peace in all kinds of places. Because we've not been seeking wise counsel, the counsel of the Lord and the counsel of wisdom that he's put around us. Because we've been fighting our own battles, because we're acting as if we are God, there's no peace. And he says this, if you'll relax and listen to my voice, I've come that you might have peace. You could have peace today. That's hope. That's hope for us. And hope's not a feeling. I want to make sure you hear this. It is a person. Hope has a name. It's Jesus. He's the one that we celebrate in this season. And we're thankful that he has come. He has come. And he has brought peace to us. He brings calm. When the seas are rocking, he stands up and says, peace, be still. When the angels came to announce his birth, he said in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, the angels announced, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, you know what he said to his disciples? He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Romans chapter 5, Paul says that we have peace with God through Jesus. So today, if you're not experiencing peace, I want to back up here for a moment. And I want to ask you, who and where are you seeking wisdom? Who and where are you turning and fighting your battles with, or are you fighting your own battles and not allowing the Lord to fight them? Listen, as it comes to the Father, are you turning to your Heavenly Father? You see, in these times when we do that, He has promised that He will be our peace. He will be our peace. Let me ask you, do you know peace today? Do you know peace? Peace also has a name. His name is Jesus. Look at the end of verse 7, and I'll close up. The end of verse 7, Isaiah speaks, and he says to Ahaz, he says, Isaiah verse 7 says, it ends with God declaring the zeal of the Lord will accomplish what he desires. It says this, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The zeal of the Lord of the hosts will do this. It's like, for unto us a child is born, a son is given. Listen, I want you to hear this. This is prophetic language to say, it is finished. It's done. God's done this on our behalf. Ahaz, this is going to happen on behalf of the nation. You know what ends up happening later on? I've already told you, but I just want to go back to it. Assyria, whom they turned to, attacked them and invaded and led them off into captivity. If you're not careful, if I'm not careful, who we seek wisdom from, where we're seeking peace, where we're hoping our battles will be won, if we're not careful, it will lead us into exile and captivity. And today I want you to hear, there's hope. We don't have to go there because of the baby born, because of Jesus who came to earth, who lived a perfect life, who died our death, who was buried, who rose again, who today is at the right hand of the Father, praying right this very minute for us so that we might know joy and peace and hope and power because of His life. Not because of what the world says around us, but because of Him. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. So many of you came in today. You received this card. It was a hard card. I want you to grab it for a second. We believe that where we find wisdom, where we find peace, where we find hope is in the Lord. And how do we know the Lord? It's through His word. And so this year, so we're giving this to you now so that we can prepare. This year, as a church, we're going to pray through the Bible together, or read the scripture through the Bible together. We're going to read in 1 year, Genesis all the way through. This card is going to be a guide for us. And the way this card is set up, it is front and back, all right? It's dated. It tells you January, February, March, and you can see the next card is January, February, March. The way this is designed, it's perforated, all right? These are perforated, all right? The way this is designed is that you take it and you tear off. These become bookmarks. And you take them and you stick them inside your Bible. And every morning you open up to where that bookmark is. And you read the passage. There's four passages that you read every morning or every evening or every day. Some of you have said, oh, I've tried this. I got to Leviticus and I like bailed. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what to do. No. Listen, what we're doing here is every day you're reading something from the Old Testament. You're reading in the wisdom like Psalms and Proverbs. Then you move over into the New Testament, into the Gospels. And then you're also starting at Acts and you're going through the church through the church age, the beginning of the churches, the letters. So you're reading a more steady diet. And so I want to encourage you with this. You're getting this now. You have time, all right? You can begin to prepare for this. And here's what we desire. One of these is because it's dated. If you get behind, listen, there are built-in catch-up days. If you get so far behind, listen, go to the next day and you just pick up there. The issue is not checking the boxes. The issue is knowing wisdom. It's knowing the Prince of Peace. It's finding hope in the baby who was born. If you don't have a Bible, I would encourage you, go buy a study Bible. You know what? This is a great time. This is a great time. Here we are at Christmas. Ask for a Bible, a study Bible during this season. And say, listen, this is one of my Christmas presents. Will you get me this? Ask for a study Bible. We recommend the ESV or the CSB, one of those two, that you get a study Bible that you can begin to read and you put those in there. If you don't have the money for a Bible, we have some Bibles out. They're not study Bibles, but we have some Bibles out at the Connect booth. You can go back. They're paper Bibles. You can set those up and you can, it'll be a place where you can go and you can read in the Word each morning. In fact, there are some Bibles out there that are called Lost and Found Bibles. We've lost them, and they're looking for an owner. So you can, obviously, they've been there for a while. Those owners aren't needing them. You go get one of those if you like to, all right? If you don't have your Bible, truly go out there and find your Bible, all right? We want you to know wisdom, peace, the eternal Father, the mighty God, the wonderful Counselor, because that's where our hope lies in this season and in all seasons. Today, if you don't know Jesus as Savior, our prayer is that you know Jesus as Savior. We have prayed that you would surrender your life to Christ. If you want to talk about that, I want to meet you. I want to talk with you about that. I'm going to be out the doors and to the left there at the Next Steps area. Come by. If you're a guest, come by. I want to meet you. If you're online, you can fill out the Connect card online. If you're in here, you're going, I want to stand back a little bit. I'm not sure if I'm ready to do that. I don't want to come up. You can fill out the Connect card by texting in to 615-551-9800, I think. Text the word Connect in, and we'll get that. More than anything today, we want you to know Jesus as Savior. Follower of Jesus in here. Those of us who have surrendered our lives, we've submitted our lives to Jesus. My question to us today is are you in his word? Are you sitting under his counsel? Do you know him? Listen, he is the real king. And when we know the real king, we're going to know him in peace. We're going to know him in wisdom. We're going to know him as our Father, our perfect heavenly Father. We're going to know him as the Prince of Peace. I want you to hear this. He has come, and there is hope today for you, for me. Father, I love you. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that he has died my death on the cross so that I might know you, have peace with you, have a right relationship with you. I thank you that because he is alive today, there is a Bible that was written by men so that we might be able to have wisdom and know Jesus. I ask now today that you would help us to spend time with him. I ask that today you would move in our midst, that you would save people, that you would call them back to you, that you would encourage us as we give back to you, as we sing to you, as we give our offerings, as we give our prayers. May we honor you, Jesus, today in all that is said and all that is done. And it's in the name of Jesus we ask these things. Amen.